fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 29th day of March, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Got a special announcement this morning. My friend Tim Spencer, as many of you know, he suffered some injuries almost 2 weeks ago, broke his left ankle in 2 places, leading to some unexpected financial obligations, and it's generated what might be called a family financial crisis. On my home page at thelibertyman.com, we have a GoFundMe tile there just below the spinning globe of the earth. If you feel in your heart you can help Tim Spencer and his family out, please go there and make whatever donation your heart leads you to make. That would help him and his family a lot, and I would certainly appreciate it myself. Prepper tip of the day, hour 2, we'll get into it in a lot more detail, but a book I've mentioned multiple times, but not much recently, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a book that will help you gain the clarity, gain the focus that you need to achieve any goal that you need to achieve. And we'll talk about that in greater detail the second hour. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He has very advanced IT skills. He's an amateur archaeologist, radio talk show host, and prolific author. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Very good day today.
Beautiful day. Absolutely. Springtime is here. We've got new creatures in my neighborhood we never heard before. We're not quite sure what they are. Some kind of frog, maybe. But our area is getting warmer. In fact, as far as the planning charts are concerned, we've moved down one full level down to the area where Little Rock and Memphis are. How about that?
And let's put it this way: springtime. How many weeks has it changed in fall? You know, how much longer does fall last in weeks?
Well, I would. You caught me off guard here, Jim. Yeah, I'm guessing 4 to 6 weeks along in there.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It's yeah. We're For example, I'll give you some real hard evidence here. Armadillos. You know, I spent my summers in the Ozarks beginning in the mid-1950s, around 1955. We never saw an armadillo in the Ozarks until about 15, 16 years ago, ever. And now they're prolific. That's just one hard example of the climate change, because the winters have become so short and so mild that the armadillos have migrated north.
Yeah, and John, what do you attribute that to?
A shorter and milder winters.
Right. But I mean, what do you attribute shorter and milder winters to? Driving your SUV up down the road, or?
Cow flatulence. What else?
Yeah. No, the real issue is that we have been coming out of an ice age for thousands of years. And this is what happens. I mean, this is normal. We had an ice age because the Earth was basically, we had two major encounters with comets. One was the Noah's Flood, and the other one was the Venus event, which we had two events in which the Earth lost temperature, gained water, and a lot of that water was in the form of glaciers. And so it took, when you come out of a ice age, the real ice age was about 10,000 years ago. And, I mean, that's rough terms. But what happens is it's very slow to begin to cool, or I mean to warm up after you have an ice age. But then it accelerates as the atmosphere warms up, as the glaciers melt away and stop reflecting the sunlight, and then as the population comes along and cuts down trees, then all of these are contributors. As they lay down cement and build cities, these are all contributors to warming. And the funny thing about the people crying, jumping up and down about us driving our SUVs up and down the road is that the automobile creates millions of times more heat than the greenhouse effect, which they're subtly, you know, not mentioning, but that's what they're using, you know, with the idea of carbon and CO2. Right. That the automobile is belching out millions of times more heat as you burn that fuel than it'll ever produce as the greenhouse effect. But this is the silly science that comes out of well-intentioned, overly well-intentioned scientists that don't know what they're doing.
Jim, the example I give frequently when it comes to these greenhouse gases is what one fairly large volcano will do in 24 hours compared to human activity for 12 months.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Velikovsky aptly pointed out that the Earth has a controlling mechanism. If it gets too hot, then there's more evaporation of water, you get more clouds, and it cools down. So there's a self-regulating system built into Earth. But when you have these events that come along and drastically change, where we go into an ice age, and I show charts in my weather book with graphs of what happens after an ice age with temperature and all the various other effects after an ice age. And one of them is the temperature increase, which starts up very slowly, then it rises up and it actually overshoots a bit, and then it comes back and it cools down and it stabilizes. And that's where we are right now. We're losing all the glaciers. We're getting back to normal. This is not, you know, don't Chicken Little with the sky falling. I heard a woman, I think it was a video clip on CNN, and she was like, oh, it's terrible. The president is canceling EPA funding. And thank goodness we don't have to listen to this tripe anymore from scientists whose only mode of survival is getting money from the government. And over 30 years, the global climate change, or whatever their name is today, the only thing they have done is stick a thermometer out the window where they are in a few places and make claims of temperature change. And that has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do, with the global heat equation. So they haven't done their homework. They've been lazy. They've flown around the world at meetings sending emails and memoirs and publishing in so-called respectable journals, they haven't done anything, and they still want more money. And besides, it's become a political football, and it's being used to control. The UN is using it for Agenda 21. It's the major core issue in the UN Agenda 21 to take over the world. And you have people like, you know, of course, Al Gore and Madonna, Woman of the Year, excuse me, you know, just sickening that somebody like that would achieve any kind of award at all after the billions of dollars she's made off of selling her body for sex and portrayal of, and then she claims she's pushed down in society, excuse me. Anyway, people like that pushing this agenda, you know, I'm just glad that Trump has dumped this at the core, finally. And Trump is correct. He's saying we got to deal with the real issue, which is pollution. The EPA is going to actually do their job. What an amazing thing.
It is amazing, isn't it? And let's not forget, Jim, the release of all the emails between these scientists where they were colluding and conspiring between each other to falsify information to give the false story of human-caused global warming.
Yeah, and that's true, and that's so true every place. I've talked about that. I have a subpage on my webpage. It's called peer review subpage. And I have a critique of peer review journals. And I get criticized, the trolls that try and give me a bad name on the internet. There's, he doesn't submit his work to peer review. No, I have. I have peer reviewed published papers in astrophysics journals, and they're very good peer reviewed papers. But I don't do it anymore. That's a game. And the real science does not get published in peer-reviewed papers. That's for the pat yourself on the back, maintain monopoly, ivory tower university people who, it's a method of them keeping their grant and funding. That's all it is. And you lose control of your work when you send it off to be published. You lose control. You have to ask permission to reprint your own work. And I don't play those games. Right, I do my own work. I peer review my own work. And when I put it out, it's in a method, it's in a form that anybody can understand. Not some, you know, Babylonese verbal, you know, in with terminology that only three people on the planet understand. That's what they love to do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely, they do. Well, Jim, you have a two weekly radio shows. Tell us about those shows, how people can listen in the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad. That's the commercial-free show. And then that's been going on for going on the better part of 20 years. Now the, let's say 17. Then the paid cast, by the way, my topic tomorrow night, I'll be talking about Fukushima, an update, and also about climate change. I'll be digging into this entire topic of climate change and with a lot of details and update, because it's going by the wayside and it's very good. But we have to understand the history and where this all came from. And my paid cast tomorrow night will be the ongoing series Cosmos. And last week, by the way, on the paid cast, which is $3.95 a month, you can sign up on my webpage. It's an ongoing weekly extra hour. The topic last week was building Noah's Ark. So I actually did that. I announced that I would do that, and I did. That was last week. So I want everybody to listen to that. Very, very interesting show.
Outstanding. Well, I encourage everybody to do that as well. Okay. Jim, I don't know if I ever mentioned to you, there was a paper that was written back in 2003 and paid for by the Department of Defense titled An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security. It's a free download at my website. It's 22 pages, white paper. The authors were asked to look into the consequences of two things. One, the Gulf Stream slowing down dramatically and the consequences of that. Number two, the Gulf Stream stopping completely and the consequences of that. I referred to it, Jim, as 21 of the scariest nonfiction pages you'll ever read because, according to the scientists that we interviewed a number of years ago, the Gulf Stream did, in fact, stop June 12, 2010, leading to many of the climate change things we're seeing all over the Northern Hemisphere. So if you haven't read that paper, I would encourage you to do so, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. And that's, you say, on your webpage.
Yes, yes, it is, under free downloads. Yeah, pretty scary stuff. And, of course, we also interviewed Dr. Zangari, the PhD Italian scientist who works with other scientists in North America and Europe, strictly on the Gulf Stream. And myself and Dr. Deagle, and my friend Ann Morrison, we interviewed him twice in July of 2010. And that's when he verified that the Gulf Stream did, in fact, stop June 12, 2010.
Well, and by the way, those are global cooling effects. If you remember, England and the British Isles and all the way up into Russia had severe winters. And nobody in the global warming.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly.
Yep.
And nobody in the global climate world mentioned that. And they don't mention that right now there's cooling in the tropics.
Actually, they had both extremes. Summer of 2010, first of all, Moscow has weather records going back 1,000 years, which is pretty unusual. But the summer of 2010, Moscow had the hottest summer in 1,000 years. The winter of 2010 and 2011, Moscow had the coldest winter in 1,000 years. So they went from one extreme to the other just in a matter of 6 months.
Yeah, one thing I can tell you from living, you know, I grew up in Minnesota, and you, if you're having a hot summer, you go, oh, man, this is not good, because you're going into the winter from you know where, and it happens. And they cycle like that, and it's those are the same effect, literally, of the Gulf Stream stopping.
Right. We got a break coming up here in a minute. What direction you want to go next, Jim?
You were mentioned Tim Spencer. I just want to mention that there's another way people can help out. Tim has a link on his page, a couple of them. He's a affiliate of mine for the water filters. If people buy water filters through that link, I'll give the entire profit send it his way.
Outstanding.
So that's another way people could help, and then they get a water filter products, and I'll just that's all tracked, of course, and so just a way for people to help out Tim.
Outstanding. Well, that would help, and we really appreciate that, Jim. Yes. Well, he's got a long road to recovery. The meds talk to him, say that it could be 6 months to a year for him to be dealing with this before he has full use of that ankle again.
Well, and I talked to him, and I don't know. People may not know the details, but yeah, he's in really hurting right now. So I mean, just physically trying to deal with this. So. Anyway, yeah, if any help that people can give that way, I'm sure Tim will appreciate that.
Absolutely, he will. Okay, here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
I I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch, and many more, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of March, visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Jim, we're always looking for updates from you. Are you working on your next book, sir?
Well, John, yes, I am. And it may materialize here sooner than what I think. I've just been sidetracked with a lot of background tasks and very good background tasks. And one is updating my webpage and... So that's a big job, but I'll have possibly a book out here. I hope to have this out in the next month, just because of other things that are going on.
Okay. Yeah, would you like to titillate our audience with anything regarding the subject matter?
It's a big quantum step on work that I already have put out.
Okay. All right.
And it's not related to Planet X.
Okay. Well, you did three books, either entirely or partly related to Planet X. I think that's enough for the time being. Okay, well, that's enough to get us interested and look forward to a release maybe towards the end of April or early May, somewhere in that time frame.
That's what I'd like, yeah. And I always imagine these big productions of books and things like that, but it's a balance between putting out too much. When I produced the weather book, this is, you got to understand, this is really hard on me because I have to dive into these. But my weather book was 600 pages. I mean, I put all together this, all this information together. And then when I got done, I said, holy cow, this is 600 pages. I can't have more than half of that. So I had to edit down. Right. And so the weather book is very concentrated from what I had originally planned. But a 600-page printed book is like, you know, it's not, this is not War and Peace.
That would be a chunk, absolutely.
And it has to be something that it, that could, I can do cost-wise, printing, and then something that people can read, you know, and get through, and et cetera.
Well, many people are intimidated by a book that has even 400 pages, let alone 500 or 600. So yeah. that's part of it also. I know the first 500-page novel I wrote, I was a bit intimidated initially, but once I got into it, it just, the pages just flew by, and I just downloaded a 1,400 page novel on my Kindle just a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look forward to that release. Any updates on any other projects you're working on, sir?
Nothing right now, other than a number of things in different areas are going very well. And so that's all I can say at this point, but just keep tuned, because as soon as things are ready to release, I might have two or three things coming out all at the same time.
Well, that's good. I said one thing, when they're ready, they're ready, and then we'll help you promote those and make them available to the public here when they are ready.
Yeah, exactly. And really the past year, I've been involved in a lot of background things that, in a sense, don't promote or release new information other than just providing the tools for people. And my webpage is getting an update here. It's getting a facelift. So that's a big job right there.
Got a break kind of sandwich here, but something I've noticed recently, Jim, segue here. For decades, we were reading a paper that some businessman would be in a bar, have three drinks of whiskey, and threaten the life of the president, and he'd either be arrested or spend several hours with the Secret Service. Now we have prominent people making direct threats on the life of the president, and nothing happens that we're aware of. I find that very ironic, don't you?
Yeah, well, the whole intelligence community is geared against Trump. Especially the higher ups, or the James Comeys, or the Clappers, or the people that are deep into these agencies and have been lifetime agency members, because he is flushing the swamp out, but it's really difficult. And I don't know if you heard this, but there were 10 CIA people arrested for drug trafficking, high level.
This was about a week ago. That's been going on for decades. I'm shocked.
But the arrests.
Yes. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a special tile there to help Tim Spencer and his family on the left side of my homepage, right below the spinning globe. He suffered an ankle broken in two places 2 weeks ago. Unexpected family emergency, financial crisis. If you feel in your heart that you can help him, please make a donation through GoFundMe. Also, at Tim Spencer's website at ruralsurvival.info, you'll find Professor McKinney's water filters for sale there. And if you buy those, the profits from that will go towards Tim's financial situation as well. So please look at both of those and consider what will help you, help him. Of course, I have energy cleaners in stock, ready for delivery. This is my home business. Mattress pads in stock, ready for delivery. I use my energy cleaner every night. And I wake up pain-free in the morning. The day before, I might be out cutting firewood with a chainsaw, moving those 500-pound logs into the bucket of the Kubota, up and down ladders, maybe on my knees doing concrete work, go to bed with minor aches and pains, wake up pain-free. And you can also. I have a great night's sleep every night due to the Energy Cleaner, and you can also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. And the prices on the mattress pads, of course, they vary by size. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, and a handy travel size, 12 by 24 inches. Shipping one of those today, by the way, as well. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa, and checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get to our first caller, I got a special announcement. One of our listeners just sent me another image, and I issued a challenge a few weeks ago, and people are stepping up to the plate. The challenge is to find images of North America with new coastlines on movies and TV shows. And we have another one as of this morning. Oh. It's from the motion picture, The Hunger Games. And I have the image right here in front of me. The East Coast is gone. Florida's gone. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, mostly gone, half gone. The first 90 miles of Texas underwater. Los Angeles, San Francisco gone. Seattle, Portland gone. And we'll be posting this image on my website before the end of the day, hopefully.
Interesting. Yeah, that's...
Yes. Well, it goes back, you're old enough, Jim, to probably remember the wildly popular TV show Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's the first image we found. That's the oldest image, 1957. And that's posted on my website also. It's fascinating. You've probably heard that the elites, the powers that be, they have this ethical, moral, spiritual belief that they need to inform us barefoot peasants like you and me of what's coming in the future. And yeah. I believe that's why they posted these images going back to 1957.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, there's a rumor that Putin has banned the Rothschild family, which is fairly extensive, from Russia, and also Hungary has done the same thing.
And so well, good for them.
Yeah, and also Putin has an arrest warrant out for Soros.
Well, I'm sure George is concerned about that. He should be, because the Russian government has pretty long arms. We got some callers on hold here, Jim. First, we go to Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
How you doing? A couple quick questions. I'm running a system where I've got a motorhome with a 175-gallon diesel tank, and I got a 15 kW generator. And my plan is to try to get my motorhome back behind my house at the farm to provide some power. And I've heard you guys talk about this solar generator package, and I was just curious of, can you give me an idea on the basic idea on the cost of that unit, and what is it put out in KW?
Well, I don't have a solar. No, it's not solar. It's for
wind generation. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, you are a prime suspect, so just keep your ear to the rail, but we're talking, just to understand, a 15 kW generator splits that in two. That's a 230-watt generator. And so there are two plugs on there, or might be a bank of pairs of plugs, but it splits into half. So really you have a 7.5-kilowatt generator and times two. There are devices where you can combine those, but they're very expensive and really unwieldy to try and connect. But anyway, so you have two 7.5-kilowatt generators, basically. That's phased. It's a three-phase 230, so when you take those and split them apart, it's 7.5 and 7.5. And typically, you wouldn't run that up to 15K. How much, do you know how much power, how many kilowatt hours you use per day on your farm?
I don't really have the clear on that. I know I got a deep well, so I got a 220 pump.
My main Do you milk cows? Do you have other electricity intensive equipment that runs?
No, I mean this was a foreclosure I jumped into and brought it back from the dead, and so I'm kind of making it go as it goes. But I know I've got a good well pump, I got a good septic system, and I got a 5.75 acres of tillable, and so I'm jumping in with both feet, and I figure I'm about 30 minutes between the storage of the motorhome and being on my land. So if I have at least an hour, awareness, I can get that thing in place. And then I just looked at the idea of this wind generation. I'm 500 foot of elevation from the road below me. It's real hilly in southern Wisconsin. So I'm pretty good on northern
So you have a site that's up on a hill, good wind exposure.
Yeah, because the house faces north, and we don't have mosquito problems because they can't fly in the wind. So
Let's do this. Why don't you send John your email? John will send it to me.
Right.
Okay.
Or you can send it also on my website. Use that. I'll look for it. But send it to both places, and we'll talk offline because you are a prime suspect for what we're doing.
I just really kind of pay attention to what you're saying and doing, and I really appreciate the fact that this show exists because I've learned a lot. And I really wanted to make that move into the Ozarks. As a matter of fact, I did a little bit of investigation on that, and it's just the way the cookie crumbles, so... I'm into this situation now, and I figure, I'll try to make the best of it. But I've learned a lot from listening to you guys.
Two things, Fred, before you get away. First of all, keep that diesel fuel tank topped off to the very, very top.
You got that right.
To prevent condensation. The next thing, the best non-military preservative I'm aware of is PRID as in Delta, PRID as in Delta, that you can get on Amazon.com.
And then is it number two or number one diesel? Because then you have to get a degelling agent for winter.
Right. I normally run two in it because it's just a summer toy. So I don't, obviously one is a better option. But normally I'm running two in it. It gets 5 miles of the gallon, so it does go through the diesel. It's 43,000 pound units. So, but like I said, if I can get it behind the house, that gives me a good start, and then I've done a lot of electrical work, so I know how to tie it in.
Is your 15 kilowatt generator diesel?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. And
it's mechanical. I have the advantage with this stuff, and I know this. All this new stuff out there is computer generated. All the management systems. And if there's any kind of EMT event or anything like
it's
going to be hard.
Yeah. No, you do not want anything
pump.
Automated. You don't want anything automated on the backup generator.
I got mechanical pumps on my Dodge Cummins truck.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I just was curious. We have so much of the, it seems like so many silly distractions, regular media, these different stories that they like beating a dead horse, that don't have anything much to do with anything important, and trying to, I think, a lot of times distract Trump and maybe the people around him who
who are the good guys, not the other ones. But is some of the real science, you know, issues, the real facts, would you say are they being kept from Trump so that he is not fully aware of maybe how to respond to some of the crises that may occur in the future, you know, the nuclear plants with problems and such, or other issues? And do you know if do they limit his access, even being the president, to certain information, such as Area 51 or some of these top secret facilities that are always doing research? Is he actually limited?
Yes.
On purpose.
Yeah. They treat the president like a mushroom. They keep him in the dark and feed him, you know what. That is true. But Trump has a BS meter built in over decades of dealing with people. So he smells this stuff. He made a comment. He said he hopes that men can land on the moon again during his administration for the first time. You know, the guy has, you know, and smell, you know, the bull in the field a mile away. And so that's what he relies on, not these experts or, you know, or when he said Obama wiretapped his phone. Of course they were doing that. They were desperate. They were doing anything they could because he was bulldozing. You know, you got to remember, this is a guy that paid for his own campaign, doesn't take a salary, and is... very much tuned to what's going on. He knows the New York financial industry, knows the world financial industry, and like I say, has a BS meter, but they are going after him from all directions because these groups that have controlled Washington, especially intelligence, and remember, they control science. The CIA completely took over science in 1991, and I show how all that happened under George Bush Sr. And why it happened. But anyway, yeah, the answer is that, yeah, they're completely trying to snowball this whole administration. And then you've got Congress, which is highly political. And I wouldn't want to be him, that's all I can say. But he does have a good BS meter in place, and that's what you need.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And by the way, just a quick mention, he approved pretty much 99% of NASA funding. But if you see what he did, he called it the Transition Act of 2017. By 2024, NASA has to be financially independent. So every year they're going to cut NASA funding, and NASA has to become an independent self-financing agency or they're bye-bye. And they're not going to be able to do it, but it was very intelligent. He started them out at full funding. And so they're all smiley and happy, and they can go back and sit in their cubes and think that they're doing good.
Yeah.
But the real situation is, NASA is short for this world. Very smart move on his part. And frankly, if I were him, I would have cut them to the bone. I would just say bye-bye because their money is not doing anything. But they have subcontractors in every political district. And so if even one of those people lost a job because of something he did, that would be, they would have that. It would be the poster child of the Democrats, you know. So he's very smart. He's, you know, because the EPA and other agencies only have internal employment. And nobody feels sorry for those people at all. But somebody producing some little part for NASA, oh my goodness, that would be the international story of the week. So he's smart. You know, the guy knows how to play the game. But he's dumping him. It's like, he's unloading NASA.
Yeah.
I don't know if they understood this. They're not too bright over there. But that's what happened. Just a follow-on comment there.
Mm-hmm. I just was wondering one more thing. If, you know, on your website, as far as having a list of future interviews or shows, is that something that you are able to plan ahead of time a little bit, future.
Well, I'm supposed to be on with Tim Spencer this Saturday, 10 a.m. Central Time. I think it's Central Time, but I don't know with Tim's condition. I got to check with him. But unfortunately, I'm always on with John. The second Wednesday of the month, I'm on with Joyce Riley at 8 o'clock. I switched the hour with John's second hour. But those are always set up. But unfortunately, no, it's just one of those things. You know, it's like the plate spinning guy on TV. I just, it's one of the places that doesn't keep spinning.
You're dating yourself, Jim.
No, well, yeah. Ed Sullivan. Yeah.
I know there's only so much time in a day, but are there any possibilities of an actual live meeting of some kind in the future? Some venue where you might actually meet with people for a lecture or discussion situation?
Well, I stopped doing things many years ago because I had everything I did, there were agents there, and there were good people, there were scientists, and then there were the bad ones, and then there's the Looney Tunes that they send out, and so it actually got to be a bit dangerous, let's just put it that way. So I mean, I'm more effective being on the radio, like a show like John's, where I reach a lot of people. I can sit down. I might be sitting here in a towel, and you don't know it, you know. I mean, preparing for leaving and going to some place and all the setup time and everything. I have people sabotaging my talks. And then I lose control of my content, things like that. So there's a lot of disadvantages to travel, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate the responses. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We got time for another call or two here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Mark in North Carolina is our next caller. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'd like to ask the professor about something I just learned about or heard about. And there's been a guy named Tim Rifat, R-I-F-A-T, who's been sounding the alarm for years about cobalt-60 being used as a dirty bomb. It'd be especially in terms of North Korea, where they could just explode, you know, a dirty bomb, and it would get into the atmosphere, and the wind currents would carry it around the world. He says it's the elephant in the room that no one's speaking about, and it really changes warfare. It's more dangerous than a conventional nuclear bomb in terms of the death. He said it takes about 100 tons of cobalt-60 would kill off the population of the world. And like that satellite North Korea is flying over the United States, it could be full of cobalt-60 particles that could essentially eradicate the United States population. So I'm new to it. I know a physicist in 1950 mentioned the on a radio show, he mentioned a cobalt bomb. So the idea's been around for a while, but I don't know anything about it. So I was wondering what the professor knew about cobalt 60, the dangers that we face from, say, North Korea and Iran, that they could just they don't need a nuclear bomb. They don't need a device that can fly it to the United States. They could just explode it in the air, and the wind currents would radiate. We'd have a massive fallout.
There's a couple issues with that. First of all, those have to be processed, and that's why the treaties, which, by the way, Obama completely destroyed the agreements with Iran and places like that. But those materials have to be processed, so you have to have a processing plant, and it's easy to keep track of the flow of these materials from their source to the manufacturing processing plant to the end user, if you want to call it that. And so that's what nuclear proliferation and monitoring is all about. And that is at the highest level of security in the country. And then you got people like Hillary Clinton that sold 20% of our uranium to Russia which went directly to Iran, and you know, which was totally outside the agreement they had with Iran. They actually had a good agreement that limited the amount of uranium that Iran was supposed to get, and that completely bypassed it. And that was one of the last things Obama did as president, was to let that slide through, that transfer of basically United States uranium through Russia to Iran. So, you know, those people are working behind the back. Obama did more damage to nuclear proliferation than anybody. He tried to shut down the coal mines, forces into nuclear power when we have 104 decaying, out-of-date nuclear power plants in this country. The guy was, I don't know if he's a complete idiot or just, well, he didn't know anything. And the things he did were very, very dangerous, not the least of which was tracking these materials and keeping a handle on them. So to answer your question, that's kind of a general discussion, but no, any dirty bomb is a potential threat. And I made some efforts myself to try and increase awareness of this. I broke through security in a nuclear power plant one time with some kids to show how easy it was to get into a nuclear power plant. The FBI came out to visit me, and basically they changed their whole defense of nuclear power plants in the United States because of what I did. So, you know, it's a real big problem having that stuff around. And I just see General Electric got sued by 1,400 people, and they won at least at the district level to get some kind of compensation for Fukushima.
Jim, I need to interrupt you, Jim. We're almost out of time. We're breaking news. Shots fired near the U.S. Capitol in the last 25 minutes. No further except people. The Capitol's on lockdown, and heavily armed police are on the scene.
Wow. Well, we're living in some difficult times. That's all I can tell you.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of movement going on underground. These people, the Democrats and people, have moved underground. You see, there's a lot of noise on the mainstream media, but they have moved underground. And so they're sore losers.
Absolutely. Mark, I thank you for the call. Jim, we're pretty much out of time. I want to thank you for being with us. And is next week when you're with Joyce, or is it the following week?
The following week.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we'll look forward to having you back next Wednesday. Thank you, sir.
Yep, take care.
Okay, like I said, breaking news, shots heard near the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. Streets cleared around that area, heavily armed police on the scene. We don't know very much else at the moment. I'm sure we will as this plays out. Top of the hour break coming up here. We'll be back, and I'll be doing my best to monitor the situation around the U.S. Capitol to determine what's going on there. Hopefully no innocents got harmed, and we'll go from there. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.